For those of you I don't know, and I know a lot of you, and it's just so good to see you, I'm Mary Alice Jackson, and I want to introduce you. It's so good to be home in Texas. I won't even go what it's like not to be good back in Florida again. So anyway, I have two non-traditional introductions. Our good friend and incredible practitioner, Bryn Poland. She says that everybody knows about her, so we don't have to introduce her. But I did have to say that the first time I ever met Bryn was in Galveston. About, how old are the twins?
10.
About 11 years ago, and she was pregnant with twins, and she was, gigantic. I mean, she was so big. And she was going on and on about all her cases, and I thought, this is a incredibly remarkable person, because if I was carrying this load around, I'd be sitting on my feet not thinking about elder law. But she not only thought about elder law, you know, eventually she opened her own wine bar and lots of other things. So that's Bryn. She has come this far from finally letting those babies out, and they're not babies anymore. Now, I've known Becky Morgan since 1989. She was the dean of students on my first day of orientation in law school. And I don't know about the rest of you guys, but after orientation, I went home and thought, I don't think I should do this. I'm too scared. So, but that day Becky had walked, she was the dean of students at the time, she'd walked up and she had been a very friendly face. And as it turned out, it was a summer session and she was teaching civil procedure. And on the first or second day of class, as she's teaching us, a wasp flew up the back of her shirt. And being Becky, she was just trying to ignore it. She was moving around a little more than you thought a civ pro teacher would move. But that was my very first experience with the calm and cool presence of Becky, however many years ago that was. So I always have to say that Max Cleland, the former Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, called Becky the godmother of elder law, and she's been all that and much more. So past, present, and future together, I don't think it could get any better. You are thus by introduced and can move ahead with your migraine-inducing toys.
Thank you, Mary Alice. Thank you. I did learn that I was not allergic to wasp stings. It was kind of a helpful thing to know. So what we're going to do today is talk about ethics, which I know is super fun for all of us, which is why it's going to be interactive. We're going to have a series of questions that we're going to ask you, and you can vote yes or no, and you can lie. We'll not know the difference. If we say, has this ever happened to you? And you're going, yeah, you can just vote no and we'll be fine. But we will be wanting to hear your opinions, because I think it's incredibly helpful to learn from how you've handled things. And these are all based upon real world experiences by people who I will remain anonymous, have had this happen to them. And so that's what these are for. And we have prizes. If we like your answer, we're going to give you one of these, because who doesn't need one of those? So, Bryn, you've got this,
okay.
Be right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, turn that thing off.
Now, this statement is actually from your disciplinary rules, which I thought was a very interesting statement to have. No worthwhile human activity can be completely defined by legal rules. So to me, that's like, hey, here's some discretion. We said it's okay. So Bryn, we're going to talk about the attorney's role. These hypotheticals that you, anonymously, other people have given us, some suggestions, and I'm hoping that Bryn and Mary Alice will give you some thoughts about how to work through these scenarios.
I'm not a panelist. Yeah. So I'm just a commenter. Remember that. So.
And so I think it's really, really helpful
to say whether you're a panelist or not. So.
Yeah. So we should have written the description to say comedy, ethics comedy. So one of the things we think is really important for you to remember is you have to identify your role when you're dealing with fiduciary representation.